This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Yamaha, makers of the Viking side-by-sides. Yamaha, real world tough. I'm Ben Nulli. Working around running grain bins is a very dangerous situation. According to research at Purdue University, in the past 50 years, more than 900 cases of grain entrapments have been reported with a 62% fatality rate. Earlier this month, a Creston man died after being buried under grain for 3 hours. A farmer from Missouri was a lot luckier than him. His survival story, next.
It's one thing to have a lot of tools. It's another thing to know how best to use them. Today's producer has more tools available to manage risk and improve yields than ever. Knowing when and where to use them is another thing. That's where your certified crop advisor comes in. Your CCA can help you understand the tools available so that you can effectively manage risk and your investment. Having a good understanding of all the tools available to you is reason number 5 why you should go to certifiedcropadvisor.org to find a CCA near you.
Dennis Snyder grows corn and soybeans in Corder, Missouri, located in the central part of the state. The morning of December 4th was like any other day. The temperatures were still warm, and Snyder and his son Dustin were filling a truck with corn.
Well, we had some corn that had gotten a little out of condition because I'd overfilled the bin and hadn't cored that bin. So I was concerned about a little bit of mold at the top, and I was kind of wanting to monitor that when we were filling a truck and selling that corn.
Snyder knew hopping in a running grain bin wasn't a really good idea and had a plan in place if something bad happened.
Went for a while, and then I did get in trouble and got down in the bottom of the cone and got caught. I reached for my cell phone, the super plan I had placed, and as I got ready to speed dial him, I had a marketing text came through, and I had to clear that text.
This was a 10-inch auger taking out about 60 pounds a second, causing Snyder to become buried up to his neck almost instantly. Even though his son had turned off the auger, he was still fighting for his life.
When the auger stopped, my brain told my body the only task it had to do was try to breathe, because every time I took a breath, I had to push quite a bit of pounds of corn up with every breath, and so that was what I was concentrating on, so I didn't have to focus on other things or have my life flash before my face or anything.
His son Dustin quickly climbed into the bin and placed a bucket over Snyder's head to help him breathe.
Anybody that came into the bin, I was so deep in the corn and at the bottom of the cone that they covered me up. And when my son first came into the bin, he did cover me up and had to dig me out. And so I was more stable that way.
First responders soon arrived and cut holes around the bin to relieve pressure on Snyder, finally freeing him. Dan Neenan is director of the National Education Center for Agriculture Safety. He says there are a few things you should keep in mind when working in or around grain bins.
The grain bin is considered a confined space, so nobody under 18 should be allowed in that confined space. As we enter, we need to lock out and tag out the power source to the auger. Because if you go into the bin with the auger running, or if the power gets applied to the auger when you're in there, it will pull you down to your waist in 15 seconds and completely submerge you within 30.
Snyder believes God kept him around for a reason.
I had some discussions with the good Lord on why he left me around for this, because a lot of people do not survive this. And it is my goal to help everyone I can to and talk safety. And to get another perspective, that, like I said, a lot of people in my position did not live through it.
The story of Dennis Snyder should be a life lesson for all of us in understanding how dangerous hopping into a running grain bin actually is. I'm Ben Nulli on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.